Well, the stock market making some drops this past several days, losing some of the gains of 2011. Joining us to talk about the economy and a lot of things pulling the economy in different directions, John Taylor.
Well, maybe today will be the luck of the Irish. You know, it's St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. And the Dow futures are up about 100 points this morning. Of course, we got hammered yesterday, so part of this is probably just some people doing some bargain shopping. But we do have some news out this morning that's pretty interesting and fairly substantive. On the inflation front, yesterday we talked about the PPI. That's the producer price index inflation at the wholesale level. This morning we get the CPI number, and it came in at 0.5%. That's a little more than expected month over month. If you take out in food and energy, and of course, I don't know how you do that, but they take that out to get to what they call the core rate, because those other items aren't quite as volatile. And it was up 0.2, which is slightly more than expected. This is Thursday, so we also get initial claims for unemployment benefits, people filing for that for the first time. That number continued to under 400,000, came in at 385,000. That's down over last week. The market likes both of those news items, but of course the market is still focused on Japan. Some interesting tidbits. People may not, once again, connect all the dots about how the disaster in Japan, of course the human suffering is beyond comprehension and calculation, but in terms of calculating the economic damage, you got to realize that Japan is the third largest economy in the world. Their GDP is estimated at $5.6 trillion. They now estimate, rough estimates, that the damage is at least $170 billion, which is about 3% of GDP. Economists are now saying that will probably throw Japan into a recession for at least 2011. However, they estimate that it'll have still a negligible effect upon the gross domestic product of the United States, although it will, and we talked about this yesterday, cause some disruptions in supply chains and that sort of thing. A couple of companies reporting earnings this morning, one being FedEx. And, of course, they're the largest cargo airline in the world, and they reported earnings that were down slightly over last year, but still better than what the street expected. And they gave a fairly optimistic outlook for the rest of the year. So as a result, in pre-market trading this morning, FedEx is up about $3 a share. And people are still buying discretionary luxury items. Winnebago reporting numbers this morning. In spite of about a 3% decline in revenue, their profits came in at 11 cents a share versus 2 cents a share last year, and that's almost double what Wall Street was expecting. So at least people are still buying some things that they don't have to buy.
Yes, John, I think that that's good news, and maybe we'll find that pot of gold today.
Well, it is St. Patrick's Day, so it can't all be bad, right?
No, we just try to do our best and see what happens and hope we get the luck of the Irish.
Right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John. John Taylor at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call John at 782-2527, or you can email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.